An assumption can ignore facts and allow a concern to grow into a risk as well as a danger, such as the case regarding the increased presence and abuse of heroin here in New Jersey. The assumption is that it's a concern for the urban cities of the state. The fact is that the problem and danger is right in your non-urban backyard. As a national discussion on this growing addiction danger took place this past week, our first guest this morning is here to reveal just how serious of a problem heroin has become here in New Jersey and how it's being confronted. He is the executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, Angelo Valente. Good morning, Angelo.
Good morning.
And it's drugfreenj.org. Some very valuable information, especially for parents and schools, that is right off the top free, and it gets you further into the, what's dependent upon you for the war against drugs to be a success in the variety of ways that it can be, strange as it might seem to believe. Let's start off with the foundation for the parent and the educator right now. What is heroin? What is its impact on the person who uses it and becomes addicted to it?
Well, first of all, we know from our research that heroin debt rate in the New Jersey is 13.2 per 100,000 residents, which is more than three times the national average. We also know that in 2014, unfortunately, 1,300-plus families in New Jersey lost a loved one to heroin abuse, which was marks the fourth straight year that this has increased, these numbers, and it's up 155% since 2010. Now, that is extremely alarming, and what that signifies, not only in New Jersey but throughout the country, is that we're at epidemic levels with regard to heroin abuse. In many, many cases, especially what we're finding among young people, is that this abuse begins by experimenting with or even taking prescription drugs prescribed by a doctor. In many cases, opiate type of drugs have the same kind of compounds as heroin, and they become extremely, extremely addicted, and in particular with the young people because of the fact that the brain is still developing until a person is well into their early 20s. So it's changing the way the brain functions, and it's crucial that we all become aware of this and how dangerous it is, number one, but also how we really need to be diligent in understanding this issue and making sure we protect our children.
And Angela mentioned, too, about how unused or expired prescription drugs that are imagined to be safe and secure in a medicine chest in the cabinet aren't always the case, and that gives added importance, I think, to the disposal boxes that are seen all throughout the state in police stations typically, that are available 24/7. So when you have expired or no longer needed adult and even pet medications, that you get them out of the house so that you basically can shut the gateway that way.
Without a doubt. What we have found is 70% of people who abuse pain medications get access to those medications through the medicine cabinet of their own home or of a family, a grandparent, a friend's home. And it really is a way to be able to safeguard and protect your homes and your families, is to eliminate that access, eliminate that temptation that might exist in the medicine cabinet. In New Jersey, we were the leaders of that effort. About 7 years ago, New Jersey was the first state in the nation to host a day of both awareness and a day of safe disposal, working with our law enforcement partners, both in the DEA on a national basis in New Jersey, as well as the local police chiefs, the state police, and the sheriff's offices throughout the state. So we really established what has become a national program, where currently there are over 120 locations in New Jersey where you can go to a local police department and dispose of your medicine 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And that has really happened only over the last several years. It started in New Jersey with a day once a year, twice a year, a day of opportunities to dispose of your medicine. And now there are many, many communities and many more that are planning to have these local collection boxes available anytime when people have medicines in their medicine cabinet. And it's easy to find a location. If you go to a website called the AmericanMedicineChest.com, it's AmericanMedicineChest.com, there's a directory that not only includes New Jersey, but locations throughout all 50 states where you have a permanent collection box to dispose of your medicine anytime.
With Angela Valenti, who is the Executive Director of Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey, drugfreenj.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. They also have an April 15th at Monmouth University, New Jersey's first comprehensive forum on prescription and heroin abuse. That'll be from 8 until 3. We'll get into that with Angela in a bit, too, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Found a couple of stats from the reports. Typically, when we think of drug abuse, Angelo, it's marijuana, cocaine, but if you look at the rate of and the reasons for admissions into treatment programs, treatment for heroin abuse is far above statistically. It's the lion's share of the treatment procedures. I think it's 41% statewide, and if you look at counties, let's break a myth right now. Sussex County, 61%. Rural Sussex County, 61% of treatment admissions is for heroin abuse.
It's staggering. I mean, and we know that it is so widespread. And one of the things we're also working on is the prevention end. We need to stop having so many of our young people being impacted, so many of our families being impacted. Treatment is crucial to be able to deal with the issues that exist. But we can't continue to go down the same path, because what we'll see is those numbers continue to climb instead of decline. So what we're doing at the partnership is we're working very closely with many different organizations throughout the state in helping to bring messages to residents of the state, especially to parents, that talk about the fact that in many, many, many cases that their children's addiction began as a result of receiving a prescription from a doctor, and a prescription that they were not aware had addictive qualities. So we need to make sure that doctors are sharing information with families, with parents of children. There's a bill in the legislature that would require doctors to have a conversation with parents before prescribing an opiate drug of anyone under the age of 18. And we think that that kind of measure, along with parents becoming informed, would be really significant in reversing the trend we're seeing in bringing those numbers down significantly. And those are the kind of measures we need to have in place in order to really deal with the issue that we're dealing with, the epidemic that we're dealing with in New Jersey and throughout the country.
Right, we have time with Angela Valenti from the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey. He's their executive director, and the website is drugfreenj.org here on Issues and Ideas. Of course, Narcan, which is something that law enforcement uses to basically save the lives of someone who was in the process of ODing, which it's great to have as the reaction to the problem. But now we're seeing that the addicts say, well, okay, if I overdose or if I get really stupid, they'll just come in, hit me with a spray, and I'll go back. I mean, there are police who are going 2, 3, 4 times to revive the same person.
Well, I think what's happening is that I don't think that person who is addicted is putting that into their formula as to whether or not they're going to abuse drugs. I think they're using and abusing drugs because of their addiction. And we do believe that what Narcan can do is save a life, which is crucial. But as we know, that's an opportunity for bringing that person into a treatment environment, because that's what they desperately need. And I know over the last year or so, there have been some examples where communities have come together, and we've had some pilot programs in place. There's one in the Monmouth Ocean County communities where when a person is revived from an overdose through Narcan, that there's a team waiting for them at the hospital, a team of people who have been through treatment themselves that are there to encourage that person and really try to drive the importance of treatment, because we think it's really an opportunity to save a life. So I don't believe that there are many folks that are addicted to heroin that are thinking that Narcan might save their lives if they use and abuse drugs. I think they're using and abuse drugs because of their addiction.
Got just about a couple of minutes left here, and I mentioned the comprehensive forum on prescription and heroin abuse. I'll be at Monmouth University on April 15th, 8 until 3. Give us a little preview of what specifically is going to be addressed during
that. Yes, over the last several years, the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey has hosted a series of symposiums that have targeted the medical community, the religious community, dentists throughout the state. And what we've done is we've learned from those symposiums that education is really crucial and key. And what we're doing on April 15th at our forum is we're looking at the issue from where we were, where we are currently, and where we need to be. So we're looking at the history and how we got to the state we're in today, currently how it's impacting not only those who are abusing or who are addicted, but also their children, the social services that are being impacted, fetal syndrome that we're seeing climbing in New Jersey and throughout the country. And we're also looking at where we need to be, where we need to have a bill that would require doctors to have conversations with children and patients about the addictive qualities, looking at alternatives. We have to look at ways in which we can spend more focus on prevention, which is really key, getting a person to stop before they even start down this path. And also, we're looking at, as I mentioned before, the importance of being able to provide people who are addicted with treatment options. So I think that's really the focus of what we're trying to put together at that point.
And again, it'll be April 15th at Miami University from 8 until 3. Find out more about that event, the information that is really crucial to keep your piece of the world drug-free and to make the, certainly knowledge is empowerment. And the more that you know about the realities and the risks of addiction, the more that you can see someone who's in trouble and throw them that lifeline that they desperately need because of the knowledge that you are in possession of. You can find all this at drugfreenj.org. We've been joined this morning by the Executive Director of the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey, Angelo Valente. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.